say if there was a really bad accident up the road, you say, well, there wasn't any need to call a doctor because by the time we got there, the person was...
Dead.
Was what dead? Was...
The man was dead, or the person was dead.
Did you ever say he was done dead or already dead?
Well, yes, I guess I'm probably guilty of that.
Say what?
Done dead.
Uh-huh. And you say, if the corn seems a little short this year, you say, at this time of year, it what be taller it? If the corn is, talking about, say if your corn seems to be a little short this year, you'd say, well, this corn isn't as tall as it
should be.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, without using the word should, you say, is it?
I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, say if you, did you ever say it belongs to be or it?
It belongs to be taller than this.
Uh-huh. Would you use that expression, belongs?
Yes.
How else can you say that?
Well, it belongs to somebody else.
Uh-huh. Well, and say a child, you might tell them that you're not doing what you...
should do.
Okay.
Or ought to do.
And say if a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
shouldn't have done.
Or using the word ought, you say he...
he ought not to have.
Okay. And say if I ask you if you'll be able to help me do something next week, you say, well, I'm not sure I can help you, but I'm...
may can.
Or I might.
I might.
Uh-huh.
Be able to.
Do you ever say I might could?
I might could.
Okay. And the kind of bird that can see in the dark...
is known as a night bird, or...
you know the one that makes a kind of scary noise?
Oh, you mean the owl?
Uh-huh. What different kinds of owls are there? What's a small one called?
We call the little small owl a shivering owl.
Mm-hmm. What about the large kind of owl?
A hooting owl.
Uh-huh. Are there any stories or superstitions about owls?
Yes, there is. The little shivering owl, people never did like to hear them come around their houses at night making a little noise that they made. And there's a superstition that if those little owls come around at night making that noise very much, that there was something wrong. Mm-hmm. Or maybe somebody had died or something of that kind. They had that kind of superstition back in those days. I remember one time that I was walking through a wooded area, a little woods road, and down in a little thick place where I was going under some big trees growing up on each side of the road. One of those little owls flew down out of a tree, almost hit me on top of the head and made the noise and popped his bill and my hair stood straight up. Because that was when I was young.
Uh-huh. What about a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell?
Ooh, the skunk.
Mm-hmm.
Polecat.
Huh?
Polecat.
Uh-huh.
Or civet cat.
Is that, they all the same thing?
No, there's a little difference in the skunk and polecat and the civet cat.
Mm-hmm.
The polecat or skunk is a black with a white stripe all the way down his back, where the civet cat is more of a yellowish black striped.
Mm-hmm.
Stripes all over the body, and they're smaller than the polecat and the skunk.
Mm-hmm. What about the kinds of animals that, say if you had a hen house and some animals been coming and getting your hens, you didn't know what kind they were, what general name would you have for